This is Cape Talk.
Well, Human Rights Day is about remembering those who were killed in the Sharpeville massacre in 1960, but it's also about taking stock of how far we've come. And for many families of anti-apartheid activists who were killed during apartheid, that's not very far at all. You may remember there was a book that was widely talked about called My Father Died for This, written by Lucanio and Abigail Collata. And it tells the story of Lucanio's father, Fort, who was one of the Cradock Four, who were assassinated in 1985 when Lucanio was just 3 years old. A week after that book was published, the NPA, under Sean Abrams, announced that they would be prioritizing the prosecutions in 15 apartheid-era murders, where no one had ever been held accountable. Well, Lucanio joins me on the line on this Human Rights Day with an update on what's happened since then. Lucanio, how are you doing?
Hey, Melanie, I'm all right. How are you?
Good. What do you think about on Human Rights Day? Do you think my father died for this?
Yes, pretty much. I remember my father. I remember, obviously, his comrades. But I obviously also remember the 69 people who were killed on this day in 1960. I remember, you know, yes, today is Human Rights Day, but, I mean, as a child, you know, in our household, it was called Sharpeville Day. So, that's really just what I remember on this day.
How would you mark this day in your family?
Well, it's usually it's what we're trying to do with the close family or the immediate family is to at least, you know, kind of conscientize our son, who's now 6 years old, about what this day means. He unfortunately is back with his grandmother in Cradock for the week and for the school holidays. But yeah, mostly it's usually just about making sure that we remember how it is that we got to where we are today. Remember that. I mean, our democracy was not easily attained. That it came at a very, very, very high price, and all the things that we need to do to try and defend it and protect it.
After we're talking about just over a year ago, or just under a year ago, where the NPA said that they're going to be prioritizing these cases, 15, you believe it should be around 300, 15 apartheid murders. What's happened in that year?
Well, I mean, what's happened in the year, Melanie, is obviously the fact that Sean Abrams was removed as National Director of Public Prosecutions, which has meant, you know, very little progress. You know, I have since received a request, you know, I'm not sure, I think it's probably a little bit too early to say this, but I have received a request from the office of the new NDPP, you know, and we are trying to, in essence, confirm a date and a time in which I can sit down with her and obviously try to take forward the conversation that I had tried to have with Advocate Sean Abrams. So, I mean, once we have confirmed a date that obviously that is suitable to the to Ms. Batoy, we'll put something out on. I'm not sure if it's on Twitter or social media or whatever, but we will definitely announce, or maybe even after the meeting, depending on what she has to say about it. But at least there's been some movement, not a lot, and I have. At least I now have a team of legal experts that are assisting. You know, we have a private investigator as well. that's come on board. So there is some movement, unfortunately. I mean, there's nothing official yet that we can say, well, this is the agreement that we have with the state or with the government, but there's some movement.
As you fight to push this forward, as you fight to have, you know, those responsible for your father's murder held accountable, how do you feel about the fact that on the 2nd of April, somebody like Fadi Barnard has already served his sentence for the killing of David Webster? And for those who don't know, Fadi Barnard, of course, was the apartheid he was an apartheid hitman and assassin. I mean, what does that stir in you?
Oh, it stirs, you know, a feelings of just utter disappointment, feelings of anger, because, you know, I kind of get the sense that the ANC and the government that it leads, they're constantly trying to work against our best interests. Someone like Fadi Barnard being released out of prison it shocks me, right? Because Fadi Barnard and the killing of David Webster, or through the killing of David Webster, showed that he isn't a person that is respectful of humanity. He isn't a person that can live within society and behave himself like a human being, you know? He acted in a manner that was so barbaric that someone like that, you know, should literally be punished for the crime for a very long time. Remember who it was that he killed. I mean, David Webster was the kind of person who imbued humanity. What he did, you know, through his work with the detainees' parent support the committee. I mean, it's just really, really incredible. And now we're going to have his murderer once again walk among us, where I could be walking into a shop with my son, and boom, there's Fadi Barnard. You know, so it's almost like you get the sense that the ANC and the government that it leads really is doing everything that it can to work against our best interests. And that's how I feel through its announcement that it's going to release this murderer to come and try and have a decent life among the rest of us who are respectful of each other's humanity.
Lukanyo Kalata, thank you so much for your reflections on this Human Rights Day.